Peter, I take it you are as well after that.
I'm delighted, you know. I thought their attitude was fantastic. I know it's hard for Dumbarton, and obviously they're in a difficult situation at this moment in time through the COVID. But I think our boys showed a great professionalism, you know, and started the game really, really well. The two wing backs, I felt, were excellent, delivering into the box, and that's the thing we've been working on, getting good quality in the box when we get there, whatever system we play. Because I feel as if you get the ball in the box, you'll score goals, you'll get chances, and with the strikers we have, we owe them to feed them, you know. So I was really pleased with that. But as I say, in general, I thought their general play was excellent at times, you know. Big disappointment is obviously the way we lost the goal for our throw, so that's a disappointment. So that's something we've spoke about prior, and probably that's the thing that's more sticking in my throat at this moment in time. After a fantastic performance, I thought it was really good.
A great result with the fans being back as well, to see them for the first time since March last year.
Well, that's the biggest result, more than anything, is having supporters back in, even just hearing the noise. And I know what the players' enthusiasm it brings to players when you hear a crowd. That's what we're here to, try and entertain the supporters. I think that's the most important thing. I said that, you know, I've been here when this place has been full, you know, and I know how difficult a place it can be. But to do that, we have to try and entertain them. That's our job, is to entertain them and win games of football and play with a bravado and a confidence, you know, and if you make errors, won't win the ball back, that's football, you know. And as I say, I was really, really pleased with them. I'm delighted that the supporters were in today, and hopefully they can go back and tell more stories to everybody else. They say it was good to watch, so they bring more of them along, you know. So, as I say, we owe it to them. You know, it's been a tough year, as I say, 18 months for everybody. So when they pay good money to come in the door, we're hoping you're going to entertain them, and I'm hoping they've been home happy today.
Was that a message for the boys in that kind of opening 10 minutes when you were so intense and so attacking, go out and, you know, show the fans what they've been missing?
Absolutely. I mean, we owe that. It doesn't matter. I mean, as I've said many, many times before, every time we turn up, we're turning up to win a game. So we want to be on the back foot. We don't want to be on the back foot. We want to be positive in everything we do. And that's why the throw-in for the goal is so annoying, because we threw the ball back the way. You know, and it's just wee simple things like that. You get annoyance from it because they've done so well, you know. And then I get, as I say, we stink sticking in your throat, because you're here to entertain your supporters. We want to score every chance. We're disappointed we never got a few more goals. But to be fair, Dumbarton, they dug in and they kept going and they tried to play. And I know, as I say, it's a difficult circumstance for them. But in our general play, I thought the movement was good. I thought their positional play was good. I thought their quality at times was very good. But there's still things that we know we've got a lot of work to do. And as I say, we're still trying to get bodies in. It's been held up a little bit because of different situations at this moment in time. So hopefully we can add to it as well. So we get that quality and we get in there. And as I say, then the most competitive games become on the training ground. So we're delighted the fans are back. We're delighted to have seen part of what we can do today. But we know we've got a long way to go. You know, we know what the rule is here, that we're trying to win the league. And to do that, we have to perform right and not give up goals the way we did today, the goal we gave up today, because that doesn't win your leagues, because you can play in tight games and you end up losing a silly goal like that after dominating, and it can change everything. So we have to eradicate that. But attitude, commitment, and there was a lot of quality, but as I say, still a bit of disappointment on certain things.
You mentioned the wing-backs. Kyle Cole was fantastic at times. I mean, he's been something of a revelation in the how happy have you with his progress, and what's the ceiling for him?
I'm just delighted with him, you know, the two of them, because they do it ever so well. But it's not just here, it's the way he trains. That's what excites me more than anything else, because every day his numbers are well up. You know, because his attitude to his game, and he wants to improve, he wants to get better. He's got an unbelievable commitment to his game and his training. You know, and he's reaping his rewards from it. The things we're talking about and trying to help him with in training, he's getting better at. We know he'll have his moments, but he's thoroughly deserved the opportunity, and he's grabbed it with both hands. Now it's up to him, you know. So the performances like today and his quality, you know, not just going forward, because I said the biggest thing you've got to remember, you're a defender first, you know. And I always say that to all the defenders. It's all nice, been nice and being able to pass the ball, but you remember what your job is. It's to defend. And as I say, I thought he'd done both sides of his game. It was remarkable today, and I'm delighted for him, because he's a fantastic kid with an unbelievable attitude.
With that slight delay in getting people in, you were talking about, I mean, you'll obviously be aware of a little bit of frustration from supporters that always want to see signings coming in. Is there anything you can say about what?
No, it's not none doing it. Everything we thought of him was over the line all day, and it's nothing to do with the boys were trying to get in. It's just certain circumstances have arisen that we can't help, and the boy can't help, or the boys can't help. You know, there's nothing to do monetary wise or anything like that. It's just circumstance, you know, the COVID situation, all that at this moment in time, everybody, all the clubs. So we situations that are arising which are unforeseen, obviously, so we understand. But of course it's frustrating, but listen, what it gives is the opportunity for the boys here to let me see more of them, you know. And that's the biggest thing as well, you know. We tried a couple of different things today again, and I think it's important that as I said to the players, that's what you're football players. You're not a centre half, you're not a left back, you're not a right winger, you're a football player, you know, play the game, you know. And as I say, so far it's went well. We know we'll have our tough days, as I've said many times, but we've got to try and eradicate them early and try and make the silly mistakes, get rid of them. We know we'll come up against big challenges right throughout the season, but we have to be ready for that, and that's when you see the braveness, and that's what I want them to do. They have to be brave and they have to trust each other. And today I thought, like, we were on to Dennis about his distribution last week against Thistle, and this week his distribution was excellent. So it means they're trying to improve and trying to get better. And as I say, I was really, really pleased with a lot of it today. As I say, I'm just maybe a wee bit more annoyed, and maybe that's my stubbornness of old age, you know, that I don't like losing goals, you know. I think we've got to try and keep clean sheets, and as I say, that's why the goal was so disappointing.
I wouldn't throw names at you, but one name that has been mentioned a lot is Ty Kennedy. Is he someone you're interested in?
He's a good player.
Thanks, yes.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.